The bestseller The Magic of Tidying Up, by the Japanese Marie Kondo, has been the epicenter and trigger of a media and editorial trend about the value of order as part of good living. The repercussions of the work gave space to a Netflix series, and other editorial repercussions that keep readers loyal. This article proposes a reading of the editorial and television phenomenon from Argentina, as a first approach to a longer-term research on the transformations and continuities in the processes of domestic work. The analysis was a kickoff to the consolidation of a subgenre that I will call domestic self-help, associated with the persistence of a sexual division of labor that overloads women with unpaid household chores, even when they develop paid activities outside the home. It is suggested to understand the vulnerability of indigenous women in the Yucatan Peninsula has become evident since the COVID-19 pandemic, due to the conditions of inequality and poverty they lived in prior to the health contingency, which is reflected in the precarious access to health care they have. Therefore, it is proposed to analyze the conditions of vulnerability to the COVID-19 pandemic faced by the population under study through the characterization of infections in indigenous women. The conceptual framework discusses how inequality has generated processes of vulnerability in terms of infection, lethality and access to health care for indigenous women, compared to non-indigenous women. In terms of methodology, we worked with the database of the General Directorate of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health from Mexico, which records the reported infections of COVID-19. This database is disaggregated at the state and municipal levels, as well as by public and private hospitals. Data were analyzed from the first case to the 30th of April, 2021. The results of the research were conclusive in the sense that, in most of the variables analyzed, such as health history of hypertension, diabetes, pneumonia in pregnancy, access to public and private health care, and even the percentage of deaths due to infection, indigenous women were more affected than non-indigenous women, revealing a scenario of greater vulnerability for them. And these discourses in dialogue with the individualization of neoliberal subjectivity, and their circulation and success with the befriended logic that, while refreshing the visibility and relevance of these tasks, imposes new quality standards. In this sense, the exhibition of results, popularized through social networks, has the risk of becoming a mandate that further overburdens women.